Hello, my friends. I hope you're all out there having a good afternoon. And as always, if you are driving, make sure you keep your focus on the road. If you miss anything on the show today, you can go to the Find Your Framework Show website and listen to the recorded broadcast. Your safety is the most important thing. We had some good questions last week, and I'm looking forward to talking to you and discussing different issues about debt, retirement, or money and how it relates to your lives. The call-in number is 1-800-732-6458. Again, the number is 800-732-6458, or you can call the WGAA radio station at 770-748-1340. That's 770-748-1340. And remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. And as we get started today, I want to talk about putting ourselves, putting perspective in our lives, and I'm going to relate it to the terrible tragedy that happened in Haiti last week. And I want to go back to, you know, what I felt like when I watched the horror unfold on TV, and just how my heart, how it hurt, how it ached for the Haitian people. I mean, to me, it's just so hard to imagine what these people and families are going through. And I know that all of you on the radio today, I mean, I know you're just like me. You feel so helpless. And the only thing that most of us can do is to pray and send some money if possible. And as important as the money is to buy food and medicine and other necessities, our prayers are so much more powerful than anything that we can do. And if you are in a position to send some money, use your head. Send the money directly, maybe to the Red Cross. You need to send it somewhere where you know the money will get to where it's supposed to go. Don't click on an email or send money to a group or to someone where you don't know for sure if it will get where it's supposed to go. You see, crooks, they love tragedies like this. They already have schemes cooked up to steal money that should go to save lives. Crooks will spend more time dreaming up schemes to steal people's money than it would take them if they went out and earned their own money. Just be careful if you send money. And make sure that you pray, and pray for this pitifully sad situation. I mean, pray a heartfelt prayer, and do it daily. Do it as often as you can, because, you know, prayer is the most powerful force on this earth. Now, when I was thinking about this tragedy, I started to think about just how unimportant my little worries are, and how many of the people over there would really love to have my problems and love to have your problems. You see, no matter what kind of financial shape that you're in, how many of the Haitian people would gladly trade places with you right now? And the reason I'm talking about this is because when we're behind on paying our bills, or when we're worried about not having enough money saved for retirement, we tend to focus on this, and it often consumes us to a point where it makes us physically sick. It destroys our relationships and our families and our friends. And money problems, it should not kill you. Money problems should not run you crazy. Money problems should not destroy your family and their futures. Does this make sense? The Haitian people, they have real problems. Problems that a little hard work and a little sacrifice cannot make a dent in. But you're in control of your actions, and when it comes to your financial futures and your problems, it only takes a little bit of hard work and a little bit of sacrificing, and you can make your minds up, do something about it. You can decide that you will not fall victim to this, and money problems will not destroy you unless you let it happen. So pray for the Haitian people and realize that your problems are only temporary. Your problems are problems that can be fixed, and just focus that way. Now let's change gears here. We need to answer some email questions and take some phone calls. The call-in number is 1-800-732-6458. Again, the call-in number is 800-732-6458, or you can call the WGAA radio station at 770-748-1340. That's 770-748-1340. Now here's an email from Randy. I'm a pastor in the Gainesville, Florida area. Tithing is down so much that my wife has taken a job, and I feel like if something don't turn around pretty soon, I will be next. And you know that I cannot do my pastoral duties if I have to work a full-time job. We have cut every program that we can to keep the lights on and the doors open. Could your program help me with this situation? Randy, I'm well aware of what you're going through and what is going on in churches all across the country. Tithing is down close to 30% nationwide. And every church association meeting that I've attended over the past year, they only talk about cutting things, cutting the budget. Not one single group has talked about what could be done to fix the problem. Everyone wants to cut programs, cut salaries, cut mission support. And I'll tell you, this aggravates me to death. To answer your question, the Financial Framework Seminar can most definitely help your congregation, which will then help your church. Let me play you a short audio clip from a pastor who has just run the Financial Framework Seminar. Listen to what this pastor has to say. He's going to answer your question for you.
It's an honor for us to have Steve Barfield with us today. Steve serves with Financial Framework, pretty much as the originator of the whole program. We have already partnered with Financial Framework in the last quarter of 2009. We had 23 families that participated in this. The majority of them were able to stay with it pretty much through the process. But a few things, a few adjustments, maybe some that didn't get to go through all of the process. But the majority of those, I believe they went through that process. And as we talked with you last year, reminded you, and we continue to all of us embrace this, it's not God's will for you to live in bondage of debt. Amen. I mean, we're agreeing with me and believe with me on that. It's not God's will for your life. And so I've been exposed to a lot of different things, and I've been to a lot of Dave Ramsey conferences. I've been to Crown Ministries. I've been involved in a lot. The difference in the reason that New Life has chosen Financial Framework is we believe it does not only give us the initial information you need to say, hey, here's what God says about money, here's what it means in managing this, but it also provides the software program and the path that you can choose to follow of how to start making those decisions work. Sometimes when you come through other financial programs, they give you the information, and it's up for you to put it together with all of your stuff and make it happen. The beauty of Financial Framework is they step in, and they have a software program that's already developed that helps you plug your numbers, plug your information in, and it gives you a roadmap. You do these things by this date, it's your out of debt date. It's incredible. We're going to be offering another class, starts February the 10th. It'll be for midweek time on a Wednesday evening. Information is out front. Steve Barfield is here today. He'll probably be out at the table, and he'll be able to talk with you or answer questions. Sean Woodall and some from others, Murph Finance, Ron Bell, and others are working and assisting Steve and working with our church family. And I'm going to read you some results here, but before I do that, New Life, would you let Steve Barfield know how much you appreciate him? Read you some results. Now listen, the way this works is it's just like God's part working in your life, and then you have a part. Certain things God's done for you, then you have the responsibility to follow through. Nobody understands that. I mean, we can talk about tithing, talk about blessings, but that also comes with learning to manage and budget. Amen. So it's discipline on your end. For the families that have went through, here are the results from just 23 families. Out of 23 families that went through, gave their information, and it's as they follow through, I think the average out-of-debt date, everything, including your house mortgage, I think it's ranging somewhere between 8 and 10, or 8 and 12 years, somewhere in there, which is massive. I mean, that's incredible. Here's just the savings, the interest savings alone, out of just 23 families, if they follow all the way through. By the way, my wife and I are one of those families that are in that. Is nearly $3 million in interest savings alone. That's just in interest savings. Monthly payment savings, a little over $11 million is saved in monthly payment savings. Year of payment saved, you're going to believe this, 302 years of payments that are saved out of just 23 families. And then listen to this, potential retirement savings. Once you start giving everyone else your money, it's all the interest, and giving it to the wrong place, then it's back in your hands for you to be able to do with it what God intended for you to do with it. Advance the kingdom, be able to give, be able to have yourself in a place that you can do things for the kingdom. Potential retirement savings is over $24 million. That is only out of 23 families that have went through this. It's a matter of you following through with it, with the discipline. But what I like about what Steve does is they stay with you through the process. They work with you through the process. Not one family do we want to start and then stop because you have a change, you want to know where to move funds or how to pay this off earlier. Stephen will stay with us through the whole process. So we're offering this again all year long in 2010. We give you a chance for us to be a part of this. How many celebrates with those kind of numbers for only out of 23 families? What about what would happen in the kingdom of God? Yeah, go ahead. That's awesome. What would happen in the kingdom of God? All got to be a part of that. So after the service today, stop by, see Steve, Sean, Ron, some of the other ones will be there. They can get you signed up. You do not want to miss this, okay? How many's ready? Ready for a word today? Ready for what God's going to do?
And as you've just heard from Pastor Clint Claypool in Canton, Georgia, he is committed to helping his people get out from under the bondage of debt. He is committed to building debt-free congregation, and he's committed to use the Financial Framework Seminar to bring in the unchurched and to show them the way to Jesus. He is using the Financial Framework Seminar as an outreach tool, as you can tell. He is excited. Let me cover the results from the first Financial Framework Seminar just one more time for you that he went over. They had 23 families attend their first seminar. Those 23 families will save more than $27 million in interest. He's already said this. This is interest they had already obligated themselves to pay. They're going to save more than $11 million in monthly payments. Now, this is money that would have been sent to the creditors if they hadn't gone through the Financial Framework Seminar. They will save more than 302 years of payments that, once again, would otherwise have gone to the creditors. And they will have more than $24 million in retirement savings because of the Financial Framework Seminar. Do you think this will make a difference in those people's lives and for Pastor Claypool's church? I sure do. Well, let's change gears now and take some phone calls and see what you have going on.
We have a phone call right now, so let's go to our phone lines. And good afternoon. You're on the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield.
Hi. This is Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey. I've got a question about a loan that we've made, my husband and I.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's just a kind of like a signature loan,
mm-hmm.
where we borrowed some money. My mother-in-law has offered to give us the not give us the money, but to loan us the money to pay that debt off. And I'm just trying to figure out whether... You know, she said, well, she wasn't earning much interest, but she is earning some interest, and she's about 75 years old, and I don't know whether to accept the offer. You know, we're still indebted, but...
Well, let's talk about it, okay? The interest that you're paying currently on the loan is what, Marie?
I think it's not too bad. I think it's about I think it's prime plus something, so it's like 5.5 right now.
Right, and what is your you said your mother-in-law?
Yeah, I think she says she was getting like
3%. 3%, okay,
uh-huh.
All right. And does your mother-in-law, does she need this money, or is it just excess money?
Well, my mother-in-law has probably. I'm just guessing she probably has about $50,000. And what we're talking about borrowing from her is 30.
30.
And, you know, it doesn't really get me out from under anything because I know I still owe it.
Right. Well, I mean, does she need this money to live on, or does she have enough money coming in, and does she have any debt?
No, she just has her house payment.
Okay, that's about it then. And,
yeah.
And does she have retirement income also, or just
no
just
retirement.
Social Security?
Just very little.
Well, I would probably then, in this situation, I would probably go ahead and just do the loan the way it is as far as a 5.5.
Yeah.
Because if she's earning 3 right now, you'd have to pay her at least 3 back, and if not 4.
Right.
You know, to actually make it, you know, beneficial to her. And there might be a case where she might need this money since she is on a fixed income.
Yeah.
That's just an idea.
Now, if you're sort of out of work and not making ends meet and you have a little bit of money in savings and everything, is it best just to make the minimum payments on that?
Well, that's what you'd want to do. In fact, that's what you have to do. And every little bit you have extra, then you want to put it into your emergency fund, just in case, you know, you don't get back to work pretty soon.
Okay, so it's better to keep your money and put money in an emergency fund than it would be to put extra on.
Right. While you're out of work and stuff,
yeah.
That would definitely be the smart thing to
okay.
do. And then once you get back to work, you know, then we want to accelerate that loan and get it paid off as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. I
hope that helps, and thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Steve, go ahead with some of those emails.
Well, we have one, Mary from Little Rock, Arkansas. she's asking, or she's actually saying that credit card companies has raised her interest rates, and she wants to know how to negotiate it back down. Well, first off, I'm excited that she knows or she realizes possibly that she can negotiate herself.
Now, a lot of people don't know that. You know, people think they're at the mercy of the credit card company in that regard. So,
well, and they will actually contact a nonprofit, and then a nonprofit will do the negotiating, but then they will tag a credit report.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what situation that Mary's in. I don't know if she has good credit or bad credit, but she needs to call the credit card companies, and she needs to let them know their situation. Now, by this email, I don't know her situation, but let's just say that she's struggling to make ends meet. Well, she would call the credit card company and explain this to them. And if she were to get somebody on the phone that didn't care, then what would happen then is she would simply say goodbye, hang up, and call back in again.
Mm-hmm.
You continue this process until you finally get somebody that has a heart and will help you. Now, if this doesn't work, Mary, then ask for a supervisor. I mean, just let them know that you want to pay your debts, you want to handle your responsibilities, but you're having a tough time. And most of the time, they will work with you on this.
Yeah, that's they definitely do want to get the money from you. And if you're willing to pay it, they'll work with you some way.
That's right. And the way a nonprofit works is they technically work for the credit card company. So they don't really work for you. And so they are really kind of like a glorified collection agency. They will work on getting you to pay the credit card company, and then the credit card company will pay them in, on the back end of what you pay them. So it is best, Mary, if you can do this on your own. Be persistent. Don't let them hurt your feelings. In fact, don't take any bull from them. Just call and let them know your situation, and just see if they can help you. All right, let's see if that would work. And thanks for emailing, Mary. And next time, give us a call, because it's not real scary.
No, not at all. And if they did want to email you, how could they reach
you? They could send email to stevebarfield@financialframeworkseminar.com. That's stevebarfield@financialframeworkseminar.com.
All right.
All right.
And I think we have it's time for a few more emails, too, if we'd like to get to them.
Yeah, we have one from Sue in Michigan. And this is a real interesting question. How do I stick with a budget? Well, first off, Sue, thanks for this question. And budgeting is so necessary. I mean, but very, very few people master it.
You know, I'm just starting out, you know, in my life, you know, out in the real world. I haven't been out there long. But you realize really quick that if you don't stick to a budget or make a budget and stick to that budget, you're gonna get yourself in financial trouble.
Well, we don't realize it, but we run on a budget, period,
right.
whether it's managed or it's by the seat of our pants. So knowing this and going through what Teresa and I did all those years, I wound up with the idea that came to my head several years ago where we would use two separate checking accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what I would do. I would go to a credit union or somewhere that you can actually get a free checking account. I prefer credit unions to banks. And I would open up another checking account. The new checking account would be for your fixed bills. And your fixed bills are bills that can be paid off. Your mortgage, your car payments, your credit cards, those type debts. Now, what happens whenever you're paid, and I don't know if you're married in this situation here or not, but if you are married, you and your husband get together and you determine how much money you have coming in on a monthly basis. Now, what you want to do is determine how much of this pay period, how much of this paycheck needs to go into that new account to cover those fixed bills. Whatever's left over, it actually goes into your original checking account. We call that a lifestyle account. If you go to the website, there's actually a paper form or a paper budgeting system online that you can actually download. I tell you what, email me at stevebarfield@financialframeworkseminar.com, and I will make sure that you get a detailed budget on this so that you can list all this information out, and it will explain it in detail to you. But you're on the right track. You need to find a budget that works for you, and I think this one will most definitely work for you because I've had it work for so many people over and around the country.
All right, Steve, I believe we have a couple of phone calls up lined up for us, so let's go to our phones, and good afternoon. You're on with Steve Barfield.
Yes, Steve, my name is Steven, and I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I am disabled, and my wife, I believe, is fixing to lose her job.
Yes, sir.
And I was just curious about how long that you have before I could roll her 401k over?
Well,
what should I do with it?
Well, I would definitely want to roll the money over, because if she does leave the job, the company technically owns her 401k, and you have normally an indefinite period of time, because the company likes to keep that money. But you know, I would put the money into your name just as soon as possible. Now, is she going to try to find something else to do, or is she just going to, y'all just going to retire, or what's the situation?
No, I think she's going to try to find something else to do, but I was just curious about, you know, what my situation was, how I could handle that.
Well, you just need to, it needs to be put somewhere that you own it and you control it, it's in your name, so nobody can mess with it. We can help you with that, or if you have somebody that can help you with that, either way, you know, if you need my help, just let me know.
Okay, well, I sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got another call on the other line, so let's take it. And good afternoon. You're on the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve Barfield. This is Talisha.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a question about having money in the stock market. If all my retirement money is basically in the stock market, I'm not sure. It's kind of spread out over different funds, Bandcamp, and all. But it's everything I have.
Right.
And what are you thinking about the stock market?
Well, how old are you, Talisha?
I'm 53.
53. All right. And then what kind of debt load do you have?
Well, I owe probably about, I'd say $30,000.
$30,000, and are you married?
Yes.
And does your husband still work?
Well, he's out of work right now. He's been out of work for probably 6 months.
And then how much money are you talking about in the stock market? Just curiosity.
Close to $100,000, but well, it's everything that I ever saved to go into my retirement.
Well, the stock market, Talisha, I am. The older I get and the longer I've been in this business, the more conservative I've become. And right now, to me, the stock market, it just doesn't add up. You've heard me say this on the radio if you've listened to the show very long. The unemployment rate is high. The bankruptcies are record high. Foreclosures record high. I mean, just the thing's not adding up. And with your Enrons and your Madoffs and all the stuff that's happened, I'm just not a very trusting person anymore. So I would probably, if I were you, I would probably pull the far majority of that money, if not almost all of it, out and put it into a good, secure product that can't lose. Well, I use index products. I use indexed annuities a lot of times with clients because, once again, they have a floor, they have a guarantee, and when the market is doing good, we have a chance to get some pretty good gains. But whatever you start with in a particular year, you can never go backwards. You know, in the 2000 decade, 2000 to now, any money in the stock market pretty much has either been a wash or a loss. And so you can't, in your situation, it don't sound like you could afford big loss.
No. So you're saying that if I get into some kind of index annuity, that if I put $100,000 in and 5 years from now, if the stock market crashes or whatever, I'm still going to have the $100,000.
Well, you'll have, in the ones that I use, you even pick up a 10% bonus up front. So you just started from day one with $110,000.
Okay.
And then you would actually, it would actually have grown a pretty good bit in 5 years. And no matter what the stock market did, it wouldn't affect you at all.
Okay.
And that's, to me, that's about the smartest thing to do. They're great products.
I know that I've got a like if I sell, there's no telling how many fees that they'll charge me.
Well,
you know, who holds it, but it's worth doing that.
Well, yeah, because, you know, once again, you pick up a 10% bonus.
Okay.
You know, in some of the index products, and that bonus should more than take care of the fees that you'd be charged.
And whenever, is it like a retirement? So whenever I turn 62 or 65, I don't know, they'll probably raise it to 80 before I can get it.
But, now you can actually start doing withdrawals after the first year if you'd like. You can do 10%. And it's totally flexible, and of course you could pretty much take it out at any time. They would be surrender penalties in the early years, which decline each year. But it's my favorite product right now.
Okay, but since it is in a retirement, I would have to wait to my retirement age, right?
Well, no. If you put it into an indexed annuity, you could actually start pulling money out, you know, after the 13th month.
You don't get charged.
You'd have you'd have the 10% penalty from the IRS, but.
Okay.
But see, right now in a 401k and some of the other retirement products, you know, that's locked in with companies, you can't take the money out unless you have a catastrophe going on in your house, in your life. Or,
and then they charge you a bunch, don't they?
Right. Well, you actually wind up borrowing the money and having to put it back. Because truthfully, the company actually owns the 401k.
Okay. Mine is in a SEP.
Okay. Right. Well, okay. So, well, I still have a self-employment retirement
account. All right. So if I wanted to get the money now,
you would just roll it over. You have 60 days once you start the process to roll the money over, and you would roll it over into an index product.
Okay.
And then you wouldn't have to worry about the market any longer.
Okay. Do you have stuff like that on your website?
Yes, I do. Well, I don't actually recommend products on the website because we do that on an individual basis.
Oh, okay.
But myself personally, every person I deal with, I want to go as conservative. But then again, I want to be as aggressive as I can. But because money needs to work, but I'm so afraid I'm going to lose somebody's money.
Well, see, you know, we've had some really good years, and then we've had some bad years. So, like I said, it's probably been a wash. And I'm just, the way things are going, I can't afford to lose this money.
No, and I don't want you to lose this money. I'm very fearful of that. So if you need some help, call us. If not, you know, if you have somebody that you deal with already, call them. But
okay, I have someone, but, they haven't been, they just, you know, they never tell me buy, sell, or anything.
Well,
so.
A stockbroker, it's going to be hard to get a stockbroker to get you to do anything, especially an index product. They will probably badmouth it, but a stockbroker's paid what's called a trail commission. They make a commission every month, every year. And the more money they have under management, the more money they make. So they'll usually do a lot to keep a client on the books. But, you know, the index products, you wouldn't have to worry about the market no matter what it does.
Okay, so to get in touch with you,
well,
for you
just send us an email.
Okay.
Yeah, and just send it to Steve. Well, actually, I've been saying Steve Barfield, but I think I even have an email address, steve@financialframeworkseminar.com.
Okay.
That's S-T-E-V.
And where are you located at?
We're actually located in Cobb County, Georgia. And the address and all information as far as the contact information is actually on the website.
Okay. All right. And that's financialframeworkseminar.com. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Felicia.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. This is the Financial Framework Show. You're on with Steve Barfield.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Go ahead. You're on with Steve Barfield.
Oh, hey. My name is Chuck, and I have a question about retirement savings.
Yes, sir.
I'm in my 40s. I've been saving some money, and I was really kind of thinking whether or not I should do an IRA or one of those kind of accounts, but my dad just turned 70 and a half, and he had an IRA, and the government told him he had to take out 25% of his account because he was 70.
Yeah, that's called a required minimum distribution, RMD, and that's one of the federal laws. Now you're in your 40s now. Do you have a 401k or a SEP account or any kind of account on your own right now?
Well, no, and that's the question I have for you. If I get to be 70 years old and I don't need the money, why do I have to take out 25% of the account value? That's just, to me, sounded crazy.
Well, and I've never understood that myself, and I really don't have any idea, because they should definitely want the money to go to the next generation if possible. But our country's economy, Chuck, is really based on spending money. And so I guess if they want to try to take some of this money out of the senior market and put it back into the economy, that's all I can figure out.
That's really what my question really is. Would I be better off just putting the money in some other kind of account so I don't have to take out so much at one time if I don't want to?
Well, if you want the tax breaks, the IRA, you know, you can actually write that off, and it's tax deferred. And you can do a Roth IRA, and then again, the index product that I just talked to a lady about a minute ago, they can also be qualified. So I mean, you've got a lot of choices there. Do you have somebody you deal with regularly now?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, just get with us. I'll get what we call an equity creator coach with you, and they can help you make decisions and at least give you an idea from the outside looking in, you know, with a lot of experience to help you make the right decision on this.
Well, that's really kind of what the big question is. Is it worthwhile to do some kind of a tax qualified account versus just something on my own?
Well, like I said,
for the long run,
well,
if I want to have control of my money and leave it in if I want.
Well, it all boils down to whether or not you want the tax break, the tax benefit from the IRA, because you know you will get to write that off your taxes if you use an index product and put it into an IRA. I really and truly probably wouldn't take just money and put it into an index product and qualify it as an IRA, because an index product, they grow tax deferred in the first place, so you get the same tax deferral as if it was in an IRA. Without it actually being a government-qualified plan. I don't know if that makes sense.
Okay, so that would mean I wouldn't have to take out a required...
No, you would not. You would not. It would actually be a non-qualified account, but it actually would grow tax-deferred.
Okay, because that sounds like more something like I would want, because I don't want the government telling me I have to take money out if I don't want to.
Well, it's not that bad, but then again, I have had a lot of seniors aggravated about that, and of course, I don't have a real good answer for them, except for I just think they want that money back in the economy. They should want that money to go from one generation to the next, but that's not their mentality.
I kind of figured they want to take it out so they can tax you.
That's probably another reason. Probably that may be the main reason. That's a good idea, Chuck. You're a pretty smart guy.
Well, again, when my dad told me about that, it kind of made me mad. It's not my money, but still.
Well, I know. Well, and if things are done smart, it eventually will be your family's money.
Well, maybe.
And where are you calling from, Chuck?
I'm down in Dallas, Georgia.
Oh, Dallas, Georgia. Okay, good deal. And listen to us on the internet.
I'm actually on the radio. I got you. I can pick up this station at my house.
Okay, good deal. All right, that's great.
AM the big AA.
That's right. Okay, well, thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
We've got a few more emails we'd like to get to before we conclude things in about 10 minutes. So let's go to some of our emails.
All right, here's another one from Shelley in Knoxville, Tennessee. Now this is an interesting email here. We make enough money to pay our bills and even have money left over at the end of the month. But every time we get $2,000 to $3,000 extra, we find something that we want, like a vacation, TV, camera. It's like we reward ourselves for saving. We know we shouldn't do it, but we do it anyway. We're saving in a 401k. We have a mortgage, credit card debt, and student loans. We're living the American dream. Now that we have all this stuff, how do we change the bad habits? Well, first off, Shelley, it's really good that you realize these are bad habits. You really and truly need to work on getting out of debt. You need to get with your spouse and actually work on getting rid of this mortgage and the credit cards and student loans and those other debts. And you know, it's really strange that two people in one household has actually been spenders. Usually in a house, you'll have one of the spouses that will be a spender and one of them will be a saver. So this is kind of strange, but it sounds to me like you're actually coming to, I'm going to say this nicely, but coming to your senses. In our system, we have what's called an equity creator blueprint, okay? You really and truly, as far as to get out of debt, you really and truly need a plan. And the blueprint itself, you would actually fill out a couple pieces of paper with your debt information, fax it in, go online. There's different ways to build the blueprint. But what happens in your email, you receive the blueprint, which is a PDF document. And the blueprint is going to analyze all of your debts. It's going to look at your emergency fund, your life insurance protection, your retirement savings. It's going to look at all of this stuff. It's actually going to do a financial plan for you. And that would probably be one of the first things that I would do if I were you, because if your husband, okay, if he don't get on board with you on this, you're going to have a problem. But the blueprint, what it does, it gives you an out of debt date. It will give you the date where you will know the month and year that you'll be totally debt free, spending the same amount of money you're currently spending. Now, I'm a lot different than some of the other people that work on getting people out of debt. I think getting out of debt is tough enough. Life is tough enough. And so what happens is, if it becomes a any harder, really and truly, than it is. And what I mean by that is, you know, you'll often be told to sell everything. And the only time I think somebody needs to sell everything is when they're not making enough money to actually pay their bills in the first place. And of course, at that point, my opinion would be to go out and get another job. So based on your email, I don't have a lot of information about your situation, but it sounds like you do pretty good, you and your husband. Another thing that I would like for you to do also is go to our website and to download the EC budgeting system and run this system. We call it the money separation method. Learn how to budget the money, because with this much extra discretionary income that you have, you should be able to do some really good things for your present get-out-of-debt task and your future as far as savings for retirement. And see, you think about, you like nice stuff, you like to do things, and can you imagine if you didn't have to make those mortgages and credit card and student loan payments? And can you imagine if you could put a good portion of that into your retirement account while at the same time, you know, do some traveling? Like I said, life on this earth is tough, but we need to get out of debt and work as hard as we can at that. So I hope this helped. And, you know, being in debt, and you'll hear me say this on the show a lot, being in debt is sort of like playing football on a field with no end zones, with no goal lines. And I want you to think about this, because like in your email, you're talking about you'll save up $2,000 or $3,000 and you'll go out and do something. Well, in debt and on that football field, you'll get a first down, you'll gain some yards this month, and next month the hot water heater tears up or something goes on. And of course, in your situation, it seems like you buy something, okay, and so you're taking two steps backwards, and you're going to do this month in, month out, year in, year out. And I don't know how old you are, Shelley, but it is imperative that you become debt-free before you retire. So on that football field with no end zones, you do this from now on unless you wind up with a plan. And once again, that goes back to the idea of having a blueprint that gives you the exact month and year that you can be debt-free. So that's what I would like for you to do, if at all possible. And if you need any help, once again, call us. Just let me know if we can help you. If you have somebody else that can help you with a financial plan and get you out of debt, that is good. But if not, give us a call. And thanks, Shelley, for your email. And next time, call in and let us talk to you personally, okay? Thanks.
Speaking of calls, we do have another call on the line. By the way, our number 800-732-6458, or locally in Cedartown at 770-748-1340. To the phone lines once again, and good afternoon. It's the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Go ahead.
Yes, Steve, this is Richard from Clayton, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Listening to your program over the internet.
Uh-huh.
And I'd just like to share my experience there with your bill pay system.
You're actually in the program?
Yes. I've been on it, a couple of years.
Right.
And anyway, my plan is working there, and your program, pays my fixed debts.
Yes, sir.
And everything's working like it should. My wife is is our primary, bill payer.
Right.
But she was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer a couple years ago, and since we were already on the program, then while she was undergoing chemo and stem cell transfer, our bills were automatically being paid by y'all's program, and we didn't miss a payment, and which I guess kind of helps our credit rating and so on and so forth there. But I'd just like to share with the audience that's listening to you, that your program works, and it works perfect with us.
Well, that's very nice. How's your wife doing now, Richard?
She's in remission, and she's taking care of herself. And I think one of the things that helped her in terms of the process of overcoming cancer was that not being under the stress of having to pay the bills.
Well, that and a lot of God's help, I'm sure. And people don't realize that, but money and stress, it is the worst thing for people's health, period. It causes high blood pressure, ulcers, it causes all kind of stuff. And what a nice testimony there. And I'm really glad that your wife is doing good. And of course, not only was your bills being paid on time and your credit score probably increasing, you were also working on getting out of debt, which that's pretty cool, too.
Well, that, the program just stacks bills up like dominoes, and you know they're being knocked out one at a time.
And you said you were calling from where, Richard?
Cleveland, Tennessee.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Richard. We have the North Cleveland Church of God. It's on Lee University campus. They're currently running the Financial Framework Seminar. And if you'll hang on the line here, I'll get somebody, one of the Equity Creator coaches, and they will actually get you a kit. You can become a member of the Financial Framework Seminar at North Cleveland on me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just, and thanks for calling, sir. And do me a favor and keep me up to date, okay, on your wife's progress.
I'll sure do it, Steve.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to just about wrap it up for today. We are out of time, and we'll keep him on the line, and we'll get him in touch with one of your guys. Steve, a pleasure once again.
Looking forward to it next week.
And we'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment. Stay with us on the Financial Framework Show.
Well, we had some great calls today, and I hope that I was able to give you enough good information that will have a definite impact on your lives and put you in a position to win in life. It has been my mission for a long time to educate and save our people from the bondage of debt. I hope that you will decide to be a part of this battle with me. Encourage your friends and relatives to listen to the show and be a part of saving America. Try to locate a church that's holding a Financial Framework Seminar in your area. I've had several churches send in their information, and let me give you a few of them on the air today, and if you will call me with your information, I will also put that information out. If you're in the Dallas, Georgia area, the Fortified Hills Baptist Church is holding a Financial Framework preview meetings on February the 21st at 12:15 p.m. and February 24th at 6 p.m. They're going to run the sessions two times a week, one on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. You can call 678-363-7267. That's 678-363-7267 for more information, or just show up at the preview meeting. Now, let me explain what a preview meeting is. It will last about 30 minutes, and you'll be shown how the Financial Framework Seminar is similar to the other seminars being offered, and then how the Financial Framework Seminar is different. Remember, the Financial Framework Seminar comes with a real plan and the tools that it takes to make your quest to become debt-free much, much easier. If you're in the Cleveland, Tennessee area listening today, the North Cleveland Church of God, located on the campus of Lee University, they're beginning the classes on January the 20th at 6:30 p.m. There will be another preview meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. If you're in the Gainesville, Florida area, the First Baptist Church of Salt Springs is beginning a seminar in February. Their dates are not listed here. If you're in the Jacksonville, Florida area, the Builders of the Faith Worship Center will begin their classes in late February. Once again, I don't have the dates, but you can contact these churches or the Financial Framework offices to get the details. If you're in Canton, Georgia, the New Life Worship Center is starting a seminar in February. And if you're in Ocala, Florida, the Trinity Baptist Church is starting the seminar in late February. Now, these are the only ones that I have seminar information on, and I'll let you know more each week as dates and times becomes available. You can go to the Financial Framework Seminar website and learn more about the seminar. The web address is www.financialframeworkseminar.com. That's www.financialframeworkseminar.com. And if you can't find a church in your area, maybe you can get us in touch with someone at your church. We can contact them and see if they would consider putting on the Financial Framework Seminar, which to a point is similar to the other financial seminars that are taught in churches. But the Financial Framework Seminar comes with a personalized plan that tells you the exact month and year you can be debt-free. The average family becomes debt-free in as little as 8 to 12 years, and this is accomplished while spending your same current monthly payments. You don't have to sell your stuff or suffer any more than you're already suffering. Being in debt is tough enough. Being in debt is hard, and it's hard to get out of debt. But the Financial Framework Seminar and its incredible tools makes it much easier than trying to figure it out on your own. No one is as serious as we are about saving the country from the bondage of debt, and I think you will see this once you attend the seminar. And let me give a message directly to the pastors and deacons that are listening today. I know that nationwide, tithing is down between 20 and 30%. I also know that it is not a heart thing. Your congregations want to give and give and give. What it is, it's a budget and debt issue. And unless you address the problem, hit it head on, next year is going to be even worse. Your congregations, they need a plan. They need to have their financial ducks in a row. And once this happens, your churches, they'll be overwhelmed with giving from its members. Give us a call or go to the website. If you do nothing, a lot of people will pay the price. And as you will hear me say often on this show, even the smallest mistakes that you make today, they will be magnified many times over in the future. get in touch with us and let's fix this problem. If you missed any of the show today, you can go to the website at www.financialframeworkshow.com. www.financialframeworkshow.com. Look in the top right-hand corner for the login button, and in there you will see the WGAA radio section. Each week's broadcast is archived there for you to go back and listen whenever you have time. Don't forget, next week you can catch the Financial Framework Show on Wednesday at 3:05 p.m. Get your questions ready and let's talk them over. Remember, you now have a friend in the get-out-of-debt business. Next week will be a good show, and I'm looking forward to talking to you. Now, please take time to pray for our brave soldiers around the world that are sacrificing for our freedom and way of life. And don't forget about their families, who are also giving us a piece of their lives each and every day to make us safe and secure. Our soldiers are modern-day heroes and should be treated that way. Please keep them in your prayers. And until next Wednesday, be safe in your travels, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Tune in again next week to learn more practical solutions that will put you in control of your finances and show you how to build a strong and secure financial house.
It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.